Chapter 1 Quinn Merchant pulled the lapels of her woolen overcoat upwards in an effort to protect her ears from the biting wind that had appeared from nowhere. She glanced at the oncoming vehicles and pursed her lips. Who would have thought at 1:30 in the afternoon, in a so-called sleepy town like Grady, there would be so much traffic? The worst were the cycles, weaving in and out like millipedes on a stampede. It was supposed to have been a normal Tuesday, but today was not working out quite as she expected. Claudia Rabinowitz, the office gopher, brought in coffee and donuts accompanied by her trademark toothy grin. The teenager was the most upbeat person Quinn had ever met at 8:30 in the morning. Tim Andrews would arrive and slouch into his chair at the desk opposite her, mutter for at least 2 minutes about the commute, before taking advantage of the coffee placed before him, and then became silent, obviously savoring the caffeine fix. Sheila Sutter, the co-owner, arrived like clockwork 2 minutes behind Tim. In the 3 years Quinn had worked at Sutter's, this had proved the case. Sometimes she swore Sheila hid behind the building and watched them arrive to maintain this schedule. All had transpired as usual, until Sheila called Quinn into her office. Not unusual, but it was Tuesday, and her boss normally had her chai tea and left for an all-morning meeting with her brother Arnold. Quinn, sit. Quinn raised her eyebrows a fraction. Sheila looked distracted. The older woman's hands were held tightly together, and Quinn was sure the blood was receding from the fingers. They looked pale. Duly taking the black padded seat at the rectangular glass table, she smiled at her boss. How can I help? Sheila pierced her with a sharp glance.
How did you? Oh, never mind. She shrugged. As you know, I need to speak with Arnold today.
Yes, Quinn nodded.
Well, I have a problem. The DeRosiers have defaulted on a delivery, and I need that shipment for the weekend. I can't seem to speak to anyone who makes any sense.
Sheila wrung her hands. DeRosiers? Quinn whistled. Now that's strange. They have never missed a shipment in the 3 years I've been here. The company was secretive, almost shy, if you could use that term. But their perfumes were highly desirable in New York, and they had the franchise on the East Coast.
Exactly, Quinn. I've worked with them for 15 years, and Christine Ager has never faulted in her tenure. Any other day, and I would do this myself, but I need you to go to Grady and pick up the shipment.
Me?
Yes. Is that a problem? You are my second in command, after all.
Sheila stared at her. Quinn pursed her lips. It was true, technically. She had been employed as Sheila's PA, but once she began working, it turned out she was little more than a desk-bound secretary, albeit she did deal with all of the nasty problems. Apparently, her nickname at the store was Never Give Up Quinn.
I guess not. Exactly where is Grady?
Her geographic sense of New York's surrounding areas still needed work. Sheila pulled open her Cardex and passed her a card.
300 miles west. Here, take this. It's Christine Ager's card, the manager at DeRosier's. She said if you present this at the factory, you won't have a problem speaking to the right people. Not that I've ever had to use it, of course.
Quinn took the card and noted the gold calligraphy and embossed red roses. It's beautiful. I didn't know that people still went to so much trouble.
Sheila arched an eyebrow. It feels like a million years ago now, when most who had taste made the effort. When I was a young woman, it was the indicator to quality. Now, with all the technology and internet, it's not commercially viable anymore, and you've seen how difficult it is to find quality product. Anyway, enough of the nostalgia. I've booked you a flight and arranged for a car when you arrive to the nearest airport, Lassiter. Grady is 50 miles away. If you need to stay the night, that's okay, but don't come back without the shipment. Now I need to go and see Arnold.
Quinn stood, walked out of the office, and paused outside the door, wondering what had happened. I'm going on a road trip. Whoopee, she muttered.
Hey, Quinn, you never mutter. You aren't taking lessons from Tim, are you? One mutterer in the room is enough.
Claudia grinned, then tapped on Sheila's door with a stack of mail and entered. Quinn shook her head and wondered if it really was Tuesday. With a local map from the grocery store in hand and a determined step into the road, she attempted to cross to the other side to get to her vehicle and head for DeRosier's perfumery.